Hello and welcome to a post-game edition of the Cyclone Slam podcast. I am Travis Hines of the Des Moines Register and the Ames Tribune coming to you from the home office on Tuesday night after Iowa State's 79-63 loss to West Virginia. The Cyclones have now dropped three in a row and let's see, five of their last seven to fall to 16-8 overall, 3-8 in the Big 12. The 3-8 record now puts them in a tie for last or eighth, depending on the way you want to look at it, in the win column in the Big 12. You know, I think if you listen, you know, I wanted to do a little quick post-game podcast here because Randy and I didn't get to talk much basketball today with the radio show being at the same time as the game. So I just wanted to take a second to talk a little bit about this team and the situation they're in, because I think it's now is probably the time for it to be appropriate to have equal parts concern and equal parts perspective. I think from the concern part, the offense seems to, for Iowa State, really be degrading at a pretty hefty clip here. And the defense is not keeping pace, and it's probably regressing a little bit too. I mean, Iowa State today scored 63 points, but really needed, you know, it was a struggle offensively for them all night long. They shoot 38% from the field, 28% from three. You know, Tyrese Hunter scores 22 points, but I think when they go back and they look at that tape, there's going to be some times, I don't know that that tape will be totally kind to Tyrese Hunter. I don't think that was one of his best games, despite it being one of his best scoring games. Turned it over six times, and I thought the decision-making was not as good as we've seen it at times this year. Again, freshman point guard being asked to do a lot, it's not a fair position for him. So you're going to have to expect some growing pains, but you know, the 22 points, I think, probably masked some other areas of the game where he was not at his best. You know, Caleb Grill, 4-6 from three. That's encouraging if you're Iowa State. What's not encouraging is the rest of the team goes 3 of 19. Jazz Kuntz, 1 of 6. Brockington, 0 of 1. Coucher, 0 of 4. I mean, it just Tyrese Hunter, 2 of 8. Tough sledding when you can't connect from three. And all four of those Grill threes came before halftime. This obviously coming on the tails, the weekend performance of 41 points in Austin not too long ago, scoring the 44 points at home to TCU. I mean, the offense, my thing with the offense is that it has never been very good. It's always been a struggle. And I know there's a lot of frustration from fans on that end. And I get it. Frustration is warranted when the offense is as much a struggle as it is for Iowa State. But I've written this, I've said this, I think the ceiling for that offense is pretty low. They can try to switch things up tactically. I just don't know if you're going to see a lot of movement in any direction. You know, if you get rid of those high post, like I think the coaching staff is pretty well aware those high post handoffs is not exactly cutting edge dynamic offense. But I think when you look at what the other options are, when you can't shoot, there's not space. When you have your starting backcourt, neither of whom is averaging, let's see, Tyrese Hunter shooting 21.7% from three, Gabe Kalscher shooting 23.4% from three. When your starting backcourt cannot convert one out of four three-pointers, not going to be a lot of space. When you don't have a consistent offensive low post threat, not going to be a lot of space. So I don't know if there's any, I think it's very unlikely there's any silver bullet quick fix here. Can they shake things up for the sake of shaking things up? Sure. I mean, that's, I think, why we probably saw Jaden Walker for a long stretch tonight. I haven't heard yet why Trey Jackson did not play after playing, I believe, in every game this year. But I think you're seeing a switch up there. But there's just only so much that this team can do offensively because you have a backcourt that can't shoot. You've got a point guard in Tyrese Hunter who is, you know, barely 6 feet tall. That makes things difficult, especially in the Big 12 where you see a lot of bigger point guards. Isaiah Brockington is their best bet offensively. But when your best bet offensively is a guy who's at his best in the mid-range, like you're already starting a lap behind when your best offense is 18 and 19-foot jumpers. You're not getting anything consistent from Kuntz, Enaruna, Grill, Jackson offensively. So there's not a lot of audibles they can call, in my opinion, on that end of the floor to where you're going to see instant improvement. Again, not to say that there can't be improvement on that end of the floor. I mean, obviously, there's lots of room for improvement. But my point is, tactically, I don't think they have a lot of different directions they can go and expect a lot of growth immediately, because I think they're just limited, you know, given their personnel. I think the defense has just got to be able to do more. The way they're playing right now is concerning. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They played okay at home against Kansas. The second half at Texas, you know, obviously fell apart on them. And I'd say for 30 to 35 minutes of the game tonight in Morgantown, that team did not play very well. But I think – so that's the one part concerning. I think the other part, perspective, is something I've been saying here for the last couple weeks, that this last three-game stretch against Kansas, Texas, West Virginia, that was all going to be bonus if you steal one of those games. It comes down to, can you win your home games at Hilton against not very good competition? I mean, these are the remaining home games. Kansas State, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. Those are not imposing games. The road games, TCU, Kansas State, not imposing. The only imposing game is March 5th at Baylor. So of Iowa State's remaining 7 games, I think 6 are very winnable, and 4 of those 6 are at home at Hilton Coliseum. And while Hilton Coliseum has not been the fortress that it once was over the last few years, the Iowa State still has a significant home court advantage. And I think that the way that they're struggling to score the ball right now and relying on their defense, that's something that Hilton Coliseum, I think, can help turn the tides on a little bit, whether it's to rattle another team or to boost up Iowa State. I mean, that home court advantage is real, and I do think that that's going to be a help. If Iowa State loses on Saturday, they're in big trouble in terms of getting to the NCAA tournament, which, again, this is a team that was picked last in the Big 12. This is a team that's coming off a 2-22 season in which they went 0-19 against the Big 12, making the NCAA tournament. Having an NCAA tournament discussion on February 8th is a monumental achievement in and of itself. Would you have to say that? But also, if you're in this position, makes sense to try to make the most of it. For my opinion, for Iowa State to get to the NCAA tournament, to comfortably enjoy Selection Sunday for the first time since 2019, you got to get 4 more wins. And you got 4 home games and 2 winnable road games. Not necessarily games you're going to be picked to win on the road there, but games where you feel like you've got, usually to me, if you've got a 40% chance of winning, you feel pretty good about your opportunity to go into somebody else's building and come away with a victory. You know, that Oklahoma State win on the road at Stillwater was absolutely huge after losing that TCU game at home. And so now, if Iowa State cannot win its 4 remaining home games, they're going to have to steal one on the road, and that's obviously most likely going to come against TCU or Kansas State. I think both of those are doable. But if the team that scored 41 against Texas, if the team that was turning the ball over and lackadaisical and undisciplined against West Virginia shows up, I mean, it's curtains. That this team has to play near its ceiling to win 4 more games. And that's really hard to do when your talent level, you're not going to overwhelm with talent. You're not going to overwhelm with athleticism. You have to execute, be disciplined, and, you know, frankly, hope you make some shots in some of these games, because 41 points ain't beating anybody in the Big 12 99.99% of the time. So they have to play near their ceiling. If they can't do that, yeah, I mean, it's probably curtains on trying to make it to the NCAA tournament. You got to be able to eke out these wins at home, maybe steal one on the road. I still think that's doable. If you would have asked me a week ago, I would have said it was likely, even after the losses to Kansas and Texas. I think, feeling a little less bullish on that because of how much of a struggle the offense looks right now, where they're taking Brockington away. Teams are taking Brockington away, and they're just – you know, Hunter, again, 22 points tonight with the 6 turnovers in 29 minutes. You know, again, I don't want to say it's a wash, but you're not getting the impact of those 22 points that you would otherwise get if Hunter had what has been a typical game for him in other aspects, you know, of his game. But if Kalscher can't score, if Kuntz can't score, if Enaruna can't stay on the floor, you don't have a second option or a third option offensively. It's going to be really hard for Iowa State to get to those 4 wins. So again, I think equal parts concerning, equal parts perspective. There is still a very navigatable path for Iowa State to make it back to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2019. But there is also, I think, fair reason for concern that getting to those four wins is going to be maybe not a Herculean effort, but something close to it. If the offense can't get a level or two better, and if the defense isn't absolutely dynamic, ferocious, and tenacious in these games, because I do think, again, Iowa State's got to play close to its ceiling to win these games, because they're not going to win a lot of talent battles. They're not going to win a lot of skill battles. They're not going to win a lot of athleticism battles. They've got to put it together in execution, physicality, attention to detail, and discipline. And I think a lot of those things have been missing here in this this last two games. Again, I think they played okay against Kansas. And, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. You know, I said going into this game against West Virginia, I didn't really care about the result as long as it wasn't a debacle. I don't think it was a debacle, but it was teetering into debacle territory when Iowa State fell behind by 19. But this is the stretch. This is the sprint to seven is what I've dubbed it. I'll have to get a trademark on that. But it's the sprint to get to seven wins. You got these opportunities to do it. You got to come home with four, or the NCAA tournament is going to have to wait at least another year. I'm Travis Hines. This has been the Cyclone Slant Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Be sure and subscribe to the Cyclone Slant Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.